We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this, Brutus!
You wanna see Loco?
Yeah, I wanna see Loco!
Brutus.
Let's do this, Brutus!
When was that last said?
92?
Bring it back?
I wanna bring that back so bad!
See if it catches on.
Let's do this, Brutus!
Start saying it to all the guests when right. They come on.
You ever heard that, Solano? Were you born when that was a popular saying?
I was born in 94, so no shot.
Yeah, because that was probably, what, 90, 91, 92? Let's do this, Brutus?
I don't know. I've never said that phrase in my life.
All right. I have a lot of stuff to get to. I have some pent-up anger at Dan Day, who I don't even think can hear me right now, but Dan Day, he runs our affiliate when we go to the simulcast at 3 o'clock. Dude told me, I was just telling Crowder off the air, dude told me for 2 weeks now, oh, you love gambling, there's a movie, watch it. And he told me it was on Netflix, and wasn't on Netflix, so I just searched it, you know, on my on the Xfinity box or whatever, and it had a showing on Sundance. So I set the DVR like a week ago, and I watched it last night. There was no games on last night. I'm not an MLB fan, so I sit down, and it's called Lay the Favorite. It's a gambling movie.
Sounds good.
Bruce Willis, Catherine Zeta-Jones, some very pretty woman. I forget what her name is. Vince Vaughn. We did this segment a couple weeks ago. Vince Vaughn in every movie plays some version of Vince Vaughn.
To change his name.
Vince Vaughn is in this movie playing a New York bookie version of Vince Vaughn. When I tell you a version of Vince Vaughn, it's almost comical. After the conversation we had, anyway, this movie vaulted immediately to the number one worst movie I've ever seen in my life.
Number one?
With a bullet. Ooh. I mean, number one. Has anyone seen this? Text in 67974. Has anyone seen the movie Lay the Favorite? It's got everything you want that I would want in a movie. It's all about sports gambling. Love Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Like, it is the worst bleeping movie. I can't even believe that someone recommended this to me.
I used to have the saying that if it's not worthy for the movie theater, don't tell me about it. Is that still true?
I wonder if this was out in the theaters at one point.
Hell no.
I think it was. I think this was
really?
I think this was a wide release movie.
Yeah, it was.
It was? When did it come out?
2012.
Yeah, this is like a big budget movie. This is, I mean, it didn't last
Bruce
long
Willis,
in the theater.
Vince Vaughn,
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
And I didn't even know about it?
I didn't know about it either.
This is on you, to be honest, because one quick Google search, 5 out of 10 on IMDb, 18% Rotten Tomatoes, 38% Metacritic, and only 65% users liked the movie.
I can't believe that it's that high, to be quite honest. That's how bad it is.
No twists, no turns, no nothing.
Nothing. It's so bad. I'll get to it later when Dan... what the hell just happened here?
What are you doing?
Stuff's falling off the...
Because you're too violent, man.
Things are, I was angry about the movie.
That's
things
the
are
problem.
Breaking.
You're
hold
too
on.
Violent. Take it easy.
Let me fix this. You all right, microphone? Let's do this, Brutus.
First thing you fix in your life.
That is. I just needed to push something back in. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Going to give you the code word here in a moment when the clock strikes 2 o'clock. Ryan Fitzpatrick is the Dolphins' starting quarterback Sunday. Nikosi Perry is the Hurricanes' starting quarterback Saturday. But have you ever been more excited to see a Tennessee Titans game on Sunday in your life? Ryan Tannehill starting the Marcus Mariota era is over.
Oh, for sure.
I think the Josh Rosen era is over.
No, they're going to put him back in the game. He's going to play Sunday.
I think he might play Sunday, but I mean, what are you saying? If you take him out of the starter's role, what are they, 0-5?
Yeah.
So after five games, he's had an opportunity to start a few. He has not won anyone over. Mm-hmm. He obviously hasn't won them over in practice. Didn't win them over in training camp. Because this was all set up for him to, you know, have this season, and it just hasn't gone that way. I think they're done with Josh Rosen. I think that Brian Flores has seen enough.
No, as a backup, though? As
a backup, maybe.
I think that's what they're going to do. They just said, hey, Fitzpatrick's not the answer. Rosen's not the answer. They just go back and forth all season. If Fitzpatrick comes out and plays three bad quarters, put Rosen in. And then if he plays well in the fourth, exactly what happened last week against the Redskins.
Offense isn't moving, so.
Fitzpatrick went in. He got 135 yards, scored two touchdowns. He's starting this week. Oh, he's having a down game? Put Rosen in. It's patchwork right now. And you leave a guy in to develop for the future. If he's not your future, what are you developing? Like, it's a waste of time. Just play whoever you want to play. Like, this is
– have some fun.
It's exactly what – I was just going to say, it's like coaching Pop Warner. Hey, who? Hey, put Josh at quarterback. See what happens.
But Josh never played quarterback. Yeah, put him at quarterback.
He can hand the ball off.
Yeah, but if you already pulled him after giving him the starting job, can't you look back on that trade and say it was a bad trade?
I think you can already say that it was a bad trade, only because it's pretty obvious he's not a game-changing quarterback. Right, he hasn't changed anyone's opinion on drafting a quarterback with hopefully the first pick.
No.
Right? So you gave up a second rounder. You'd probably be better off having stockpiled that just based on what their strategy seems to be from that point on was to stockpile draft picks. So I think that's a bust of a trade.
And they traded down, so that draft pick would be on top of another second rounder. Like, yeah, no, it was a mistake to trade for him. So I think they know that now, Solana. It was – even with the thought
they took
of,
a flyer on it. By the way, I'd have still done it. I think it was worth taking a flyer, and I think what they found out was,
And the plan we talked about all summer, those first 4 weeks were playoff teams. So let Fitzpatrick get through them, and then let Rosen develop, learn the offense, and start him. That's what they did.
Well, no, he was starting by week three.
But then, because then Fitzpatrick was playing terrible. Yeah. So they expedited the process. But once
expedited.
Once they got in the game, it's not like he impressed them in any shape, form, or fashion. So, yeah, I'm with you. It was a bad decision. It was a terrible decision.
Somebody texted in, I'm only listening because Crowder said so, mother bleeper. Did anyone hear our promo that ran today? Because I got a tweet early this morning. You just said mother bleeper on the air. And I said, so I tweeted back at the guy. I'm like, I hope they bleeped it because we recorded a promo. You don't have it, do you? You don't have access to it? We do a promo. We record it the day before, and then I guess it airs during Tobin and Leroy and Beast and then Zaslo and Amber. Yeah. Like, they play the promo, and it's like, listen to Hockman and listen to us coming up at 2 o'clock. And we didn't really have anything to promote today, as evidenced by me coming out of the box talking about a movie that I didn't like. And so we didn't know what to. You have the promo? Let's hear the promo that we recorded.
Hey, it's Hockman and Crowder. Make sure you're listening to us today, 2 o'clock right here. Why should they listen to us, Crowder?
Because I say so, mother.
Today, 2 o'clock right here, AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. Mother.
Yeah, air that the rest of the week. send that
like
to Tommy
that
and just say that's the new.
That gets people going.
Because I said so, mother bleeper.
That should be it. That's the rest of the year, man. Hell with the week.
Yeah, keep that in there. That gets to stay the rest of the year like the Hockman burger. All right, let me give the code word to everybody. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The code word this hour is tropical.
It's tropical.
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 Like pollo tropical. That's the word tropical.
It's tropical.
T-R-O-P-I. Tropical is the word. Text the word tropical to 72881, and that's your chance to win $1,000. Text tropical right now to 72881. Your next chance to win will be about 3 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. People are texting in. Tua wouldn't succeed with this offensive line either with this team. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. You have to see flashes of brilliance, I think. And I haven't seen that from Josh Rosen. Not that he hasn't come in and launched up a couple balls. I think I remember a long one caught by Preston Williams, right? But that was a 50-50 ball. I mean, it wasn't like he didn't exactly look like Patrick Mahomes zinging it around where, you know, only the receiver could catch the ball and whatnot. There's times we did it with Ryan Tannehill. For seven seasons, keep giving it context. Keep giving it context. He's getting sacked a lot. He's being hurried. He's got a new offensive coordinator. He's got a new head coach. He's not meshing with the receivers. He doesn't have a good tight end. Like, kept giving it context, 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 and he was fine, and he was never anything more than fine. Didn't matter how many changes they made, it was always fine. And I think that's what, by the way, Tennessee is going to see. He's fine. He'll connect on some passes. Yep. He'll throw an inopportune pick here and there. He'll be okay with running a draw on third and long when they need to get a first down. But I think with Josh Rosen, you don't want to get into that habit again. So you've got a short window to go, yeah, is this guy special? I haven't seen anything special.
Especially when he starts, it's always when he comes off the bench he has the spark.
Right.
You can't be a spark as a starting quarterback. Like, a spark is something to get you going. As starting quarterback, you just have to be good.
Right. You have to
take control, show out, do the things right all the time.
I mean, Brian Flores even criticized him during training camp, just talking about the leadership isn't there. So even at that aspect, like, maybe you think you've got the diamond in the rough because in practice and off the field, this guy has the attention of that offense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's just like a guy that captivates. You kind of said Chad Pennington had it. Mm-hmm. Where it just comes in and he captivates. From the moment he gets there, something about him. And Brian Flores has been telling you all throughout training camp, he told you, right? Like, this guy needs to find that.
Yep.
And I don't think he ever found it, which is why I think that they pulled the plug on him for this week.
And to have the question where Fitzpatrick, we know exactly who he is. Everybody knows that. Eight teams, starting for eight teams. Everybody knows who Fitzpatrick is. Do you think Kyle Allen with the Carolina Panthers, they were 0-2 when he took over. He's won four games in a row. Gardner Minshew at Jacksonville. If he stepped in, I guarantee with those two guys, those two young guys, you would have saw a big difference from Fitzpatrick. Rosen didn't step in and take over. Rosen didn't step in and say anything amazing. Kyler Murray, like, Arizona's not good. You see Kyler Murray's highlights and you're like, he got a little something. Kyler Murray's not, he's not going to the Pro Bowl. Kyler Murray is not going to go to the playoffs. He's not making any teams. Watch an Arizona Cardinal game and you'll see some throws. You'll see some things. You'll see some scrambles. You'll see him evading. You'll see him seeing the rush and throwing a quick ball where you say, okay, if he gets a roster around him, he can do something. I haven't seen nothing out of Rosen that makes me say, like you're saying, oh, give him a tight end. Give him a top receiver. Protect him and we'll see something. I have not seen that out of Rosen.
You know, somebody texted in, I love this show, but y'all sound so stupid about this Rosen thing. It's obvious that Flores has no clue and there's no line. Y'all are so scared of repeating the Tannehill saga, you're going to look like idiots next year. Look, I know that you're a brilliant texter, I'm sure, but the Arizona Cardinals saw this in Josh Rosen. They cut bait after one season. Now, maybe one time you go, yeah, he had a porous offensive line in Arizona. He never had a chance to succeed. Now he's with a second team. Same thing is happening. How many times do you want to give it the context of it's everything around him? It's not him. Again, I'm not telling you he's not a decent quarterback and that behind a decent offensive line that he wouldn't be a good quarterback. I'm just telling you I haven't seen anything that makes me go, wow, that guy's special. And sometimes you get that from someone. I got that from Tannehill every now and then. Every now and then you'd see Tannehill and you go, ooh, that guy's got it. And then he would regress. Like, it's because someone texts in, oh, quickest to 15,000 yards since Marino. You know, talking about Tannehill, I forget who else it said. Okay, but seven seasons, he's got a 500 record and he's never played in a playoff game. Like, doesn't that even out a little bit of 15,000 yards, half of them which were in junk time?
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. You know what? I wouldn't mind Rosen being on the roster next year as a backup at
Absolutely.
All. Absolutely. Fitzpatrick, he can go. I'll be honest. He's
yeah,
too
I
old.
Think,
he can go.
I think he's about done.
Keep Rosen around. Low money. $2 million a year. I think he'll be a good backup. But he's not your guy. Rosen will never lead a franchise. I'm comfortable saying Rosen will never lead a franchise for 10-plus years to anything.
Agreed.
He's not that guy.
Agreed. Let's quickly get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
So Miami does bench Josh Rosen. Fitzpatrick will make his third start of the season in Buffalo.
Let's go, Fitzy. Come on, Fitzy.
The line did not change in that game, by the way.
Oh,
still.
I can't believe that Ryan Fitzpatrick in his 18th season didn't change the line.
Are we waiting for that game, though?
I'm betting the Bills.
But isn't Fitzpatrick do one of them 400-yard games?
He is due one of those games.
Just saying.
He is due one of those. And it's going to happen. Like, it'll happen.
Yes.
It'll happen.
ALCS.
It'll be the game that they need to lose in Week 14 to ensure they get Tua, and he will ball out for 700 yards passing.
Going to bash Cincinnati's head in.
Right?
Watch.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
ALCS Game 4 has been postponed because
Dolphins,
of weather.
Dolphins should go out and sign Luke Falk, who Adam Gase cut. Make him the starter the week against Cincinnati.
Hey, we want to tank for Tua, right?
Go get Luke Falk.
We're doing good enough.
Go get Luke Falk.
We don't need anybody else.
So game tonight was postponed.
Yeah, it's moved to Friday night. And Crowder, this one's for you. Your boy, Joe Maddon. He signed with the L.A. Angels to be their new manager.
Yes, Joe Maddon is Crowder's favorite Monday night football announcer of all time, he told us yesterday.
They never gave him a chance.
Right. John Maddon, of course, who he was talking about.
Joe would have been great, though.
He said Joe Maddon. Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, so I'm tracking this very closely, guys. It appears Coach Tony Fiorentino's Twitter account, which was at TonyHeatWC3X, has been deactivated.
Oh, really?
No longer exists.
Wow.
It's a big loss.
Yes,
if
all
this
right.
persists for Heat Twitter, I will continue to track this very
yeah,
closely.
Yeah, yeah, please stay on that.
Because, again, big loss for Heat Twitter if Coach Tony is no longer on there to explain.
Not. It hasn't existed for me for a long time. He blocked me like 3 years ago.
Blocked you?
Yeah, blocked me. He's doing it with blocks.
What are we sad about?
Tony Fiorentino apparently no longer on Twitter. Pay attention.
The coach.
Next.
Well, who's going to explain?
Pay attention, would you?
Who's going to explain? Where
what are you going to tell me next? Ron Rothstein's off of MySpace?
Better not be.
All right. Do you have anything else, Solana?
I'm just not sure who's going to explain.
Owes me money.
Where the,
you have anything else?
Where the tip's going to go when there's a jump
all
ball.
All right. Fair enough.
RRA?
The Heat are off until Thursday.
Oh, there's more?
They're in Orlando. James Johnson will not travel with the team because he's still overweight.
That's a bummer because there's good restaurants up there. That dude hits International Drive. Look out.
Plane got a weight limit.
And finally,
James.
It's like none of us could get the jokes out fast enough. Everybody is like, no food. Restaurants.
That's how I'm doing some knee-ups on Twitter.
So I'm eating some push-ups.
Push-up pops.
Yeah. James Johnson's doing push-ups. All right, he's back in shape. No. I meant eating push-ups. He's at the 7-Eleven. He bought three of them.
Oh, he's going to get a hold of one of us.
He's going to kill me. Dude's a black belt in
it's
karate.
Okay. It's just fold up.
He's going to – I'll fold up. I'll look like a quesadilla. So eat me.
With some more of that Hockman.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, and finally, Einstein Bagels is testing a new breakfast burrito called a bagel burrito. It's a breakfast burrito wrapped in a bagel and a tortilla.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Strong punch at the end.
That is carb heaven, ain't
that
it?
That is carb heaven right there. All right, is that it? You said the sponsors and everything?
I said the sponsor.
15 minutes of Heat is coming your way next. It's going to be Will Manso. By the way, not just Heat, but I do want to ask him about the Dolphins and Fitzpatrick and what he thinks about that, and Nikosi Perry as well. So we'll talk with Will Manso here in a moment.
When it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. Football season this year brought two great things out of Publix. First, every Dolphin home game, they have the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party between the south and southeast corner of Hard Rock Stadium. I'm there. Me and Chris Whittingham are doing the pregame show. There's a DJ. We got music. We got games. We have Publix delicious food. We have a good time out there. Hundreds of people come out and just hang out and enjoy themselves, see how to really tailgate with the Publix Ultimate Tailgate Party every single Dolphin home game. And the second thing is a staple in the Crowder family diet, the Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. It is so delicious. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese, and garlic parmesan sauce. It is awesome. Be the king or queen of tailgate with Publix, the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. Now, try that Miami Dolphins Pub Sub. You're going to fall in love. But you have been going to Publix for years. You know about all the delicious sandwiches, the chicken wings, the fried chicken, the rotisserie chicken, all the sides, the lemonade, the tea. Y'all know how good all that stuff is. Platters for your tailgate that can feed dozens. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, snacks. Publix got it all. And I love to tell people about Publix.com delivery. Busy moms, busy dads. I work 5 days a week. I'm at the Dolphin Stadium or doing Dolphins every Sunday. Saturday, I want to spend time with my own kids, but I still want to have a watch party or tailgate. I want to enjoy some great Publix food. Now you can go to Publix.com. You can order your tailgating needs, and they will deliver it to you. I love it. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
All right, going to do 15 minutes of heat with Will Manso next on Hockman and Crowder.
Loco.
15 minutes of heat, although there's lots to talk about with Will Manso. We're going to go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. By the way, those of us here at Entercom South Florida, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Cancer Institute are continuing our partnership to find a cure for cancer. So coming up on November 16th, it's our Dribble Drive Against Cancer, and we'll have the Dribble Drive Challenge. Goes 13.8 miles from the Miami Cancer Institute in Kendall to the American Airlines Arena. There's the Dribble Drive from Vizcaya to the arena, and then you got the Dribble Dash, which is around the perimeter of the arena, and you could form a team right now, and you could donate at heathelpcure.org. We give you 15 minutes of heat or so around this time every day. Will Manso is the sports director at Local 10. He is the Miami Heat's pregame and postgame host on Fox Sports Sun, and he's also one of the few people on the planet who knows what it's like inside the brand new Hard Rock in Hollywood, the redesigned, redone Hard Rock. He's been tweeting about it.
Saw his Twitter.
I think they're doing like a special on Local 10. Can I ask him here in a second? Heat'll be back in action for exhibition game number 4 tomorrow in Orlando. Nice victory by the Heat over the Hawks on Monday. Their record in the exhibition season stands at 3-0. Hello, Will.
Hey guys, good to talk to you.
How's the Hard Rock?
I have to admit, it's pretty cool. I mean, they came to me and I said, hey, my boss said, hey, we need you to do this show next month. We are basically doing a special kind of previewing the Hard Rock. They've given us access behind the scenes, and you and Janice Fernandez, one of our reporters, are going to put stories together and interview the CEO and people there. And I said, sure, that sounds fun. I mean, whatever, it'll be a good time. But I've actually enjoyed it more than I.
Uh oh.
Number one.
Oh, your phone just crapped out. We thought you were gone. Now you're back.
Uh-oh. Did you lose me for a second?
Yeah. No, you're back now.
Okay. So the place is awesome, to answer your question. But we have gotten – the cool thing about it is because everything's kind of like – we are the guinea pigs for everything, like Janice and I. So like yesterday, I spent my day – it is a tough gig. I was basically doing cannonballs at all the pools at the Hard Rock. I was just – I'm by myself. And I'm like, cannonball! And just flying around like an idiot. And then they had this huge lagoon, and I was, like, on the paddle boards, and they have elliptical paddle boards and pebble boats and just trying all these things by myself. I mean, there's no one there except some members of the tribe that are kind of getting a preview. So I basically had free reign of this place, so it was pretty cool.
Will, can you release anything to us? Restaurants, food options, anything you saw that's new?
Oh, man. I mean, yes. So this is the big change. So last week they said, hey, we need you to interview a couple of the chefs. Okay, great. So Janice and I go with the crew. We go to interview the chefs. But it became this four-hour tasting test where we pretty much, you know, with the new Council Oak, which is as good as the old one. I mean, it's similar, but just, I mean, it's somehow even better. This place, Abiaca, one of their new restaurants, which is kind of a little bit of everything. They have the Italian place, which for some reason is, the name is, well, I'm blanking on it, but I don't want to say the wrong name. So I'll just say it's the Italian place, and it's incredible. So they just basically fed us everything on the menu and just said, hey, try out these different things. And they were all good. I mean, it was really good stuff.
Tough job, but Will Manso's got it. Sorry, folks.
I can't complain about this gig. I cannot complain about this gig.
So the Heat, man, they look good. We had Mike Inglis on yesterday, and Sedano was in studio with us for an hour yesterday. And I ask everybody the same thing. Like Tyler Hero, through summer league and 3 exhibition games, you're really feeling like there might be something special with Tyler Hero. But where do you stand on, hey, slow your roll because nobody's D'ing him up just yet?
I think I stand on that, but I stand there only because it's the cliche thing to say, because it's hard not to be, you know, from the body of work we've seen, it's hard not to be excited. I mean, you know, the person who understands the way the game works, like, we all understand, like, hey, it's not easy to just go in the NBA and play like that. We know you got to back off a little. But, I mean, shooting is shooting, and if you set a screen for him, which they'll try to do during the season, he runs off that screen and takes jumpers and hits them, I don't see how the preseason is going to be different than the regular season as far as if he gets open as his skill level. Now, obviously, look, he's got to work hard off those screens to get, you know, get space. Defenders are going to be up on him. When they see him in the game, they're going to be up on him. Understand you can't give him space. So those are things that obviously we'll see. But just the talent level, the skill set, the shooting ability, the confidence, he's shown the ability to drive and get around things. I mean, it's hard not to be excited, and it's everything that he said he is and was going to be. It's the reason they drafted him so high. When other people, including myself, said, hey, I like the kid, he seemed to be okay in college, I don't know if I see what the Heat see. I think we're starting to see what the Heat saw and why they're so excited about him.
And, Will, I'm impressed by Hero as well. His shot is beautiful, to be honest. But when I hear people talking about, you know, the continuing of the build, talking about Bradley Beal, who's going to be up here in a little bit, and they say Hero's off the table, how do you feel about people saying that, no, leave my Hero alone? If you can get Bradley Beal, you're still arguing about Tyler Hero?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to I don't know what it would take to get players of that caliber. Like, we saw what happened with Jimmy Butler. It took a Jay Rich, and obviously it was a different situation, but bottom line is this. Pat Riley, we know this. I mean, he's basically, not only do we know it, he has said it. They need another star. They do. They need. They have a Jimmy, and you can call him a 1A or a 1B, whatever you want, but they need someone else, another 1A or 1B to go with them if they really are going to take that next step to be a championship-type team. We all know it, and it's fine. It's the way it is. So if you are finding and looking for that player, whether it's Beal or throw any other player out there that could be available, I don't know if there are any untouchables. And that's not to say, I don't mean to be that guy that's souring and say, oh, get rid of Tyler Hero if you can. Go dangle him out there and get whatever you can. No. But, I mean, I think if the Heat are going to be in position to get a true superstar to match with Jimmy in these next couple of years, I don't think anyone's off the table. Obviously, they love Tyler. They love Justice. They love Bam. They love their nucleus. But you got to give to receive. I mean, if they are going to make a move for a superstar, no one's just going to give them a superstar. So I don't want to say it's got to be Tyler Hero, but it's got to be somebody. So we'll just have to see if that day comes in the next year or two.
Will Manso is with us. What do you think the upside potential is for the Heat this season? Sedano told us yesterday he thinks they're a 3-6 seed, somewhere in there.
I mean, I think isn't that the perfect range? I mean, I think we're past the point now with Jimmy on board that they're a 7-9 seed, right? Meaning a team that's going to fight and really claw its way to even get a playoff berth, because that's what they've basically been the last couple of years. And they didn't have Jimmy, and they didn't have these young players developed to the point that they are now, I think. You added Jimmy, you know, you got the young guys. I mentioned a few more already. We already talked about Tyler, Bam, Justice, you know, Derek Jones Jr. continues to evolve. I like the pieces they have. And look, there's also an addition by subtraction, and that's something that, you know, we've seen the last couple of years, or basically the last year. They had this logjam. They have these issues at center on whether you're going to play Hassan or Bam. You don't have these questions anymore. And I think, if anything, that makes the decisions easier for Spo. So to answer your question, I'm with George. I see 3-6, and I also see a team that's probably in that 44-48 win range. I think if these young guys we just talked about develop and Jimmy is Jimmy, I don't see any reason they couldn't be a 48-win team in that range, which is a 3 or 4 seed, you know, range. Obviously, if they have an injury, they struggle, those things happen, maybe they're more of a 6 seed. But I think that, you know, outside of a major catastrophic injury or something very bizarre, I think this is a firm playoff team this season.
Well, who's the guy that will send them from 3-6 or 6-3? Like, who do you think the pivotal players on this team are this year that have to work out?
You know, we always say the same names and we always talk about these guys, and it's I think it's Deion Waiters. You know, I think Deion is the guy that if you get
Don't do this to Deion me again. Waiters, don't do this to
I know,
me
I
again.
I know. And here's the thing. I have to admit, I am a Deion Waiters fan to a fault. I love Philly cheese. I do. I love his attitude, his swag, his ability. And he has tantalized us with that at times and only to disappoint us. But I'm buying into the Deion train. I'm buying into that he's in shape. He looks great. His mind is in a great place. I think he's the guy, guys. I think he's the guy that can help you have that kind of X factor to go along with those other guys we mentioned.
Will Manso is with us. I know it's 15 minutes of heat, but let me get a couple Dolphins and Hurricanes questions in here. Miami Dolphins are going with Ryan Fitzpatrick on Sunday. Your initial reaction is?
I get it. I understand Brian Flores is trying to win games. And look, I've been a defender of Josh Rosen from day one that he needs to play. I like the initial trade. I want to see a full season of Josh Rosen just to know what to have, whether it be for more trade value or whether it be for a potential backup. I think it's pretty clear now, guys, that you know they're going to go in the route of you don't tank a whole season to take a defensive end. I mean, they're going to take a quarterback. So I guess in the end it doesn't matter, but I would have liked to have seen him just get a full season. But the bottom line is, too, he's not playing well. And a lot of it has to do with the talent around them and what's going on. I think some of it's in his head now. He's had two awful situations in two seasons. That's, again, I don't want to be that defender. It's just a fact. But if you're Brian Flores and you worked your entire career to get an NFL head coaching job, and it could be the only one you get, you don't want 0-16 on your mark. You don't want 0-6 on your mark. You don't want to be that guy who waits 9, 10, 12 weeks to get his first win with an awful team. He looks at his team, sees Fitzpatrick as a little bit more stable in his mind with his offense. And he wants wins. And whether we all talk tank and Tua and all this stuff, his job is to win games. And I would say, even as a defender of Rosen, that Ryan Fitzpatrick right now probably gives them a better shot to win a game.
And, Will, I don't want to lead the witness, so I'm going to ask this question in a certain way. How do you feel about the last minute of the Miami Dolphin-Washington Redskin game?
You know, I thought going for two was the right play call. I thought it was the right call to go for it in that spot because I just feel that with that offense, I don't think there's any faith that they're going to be anywhere close to scoring range in overtime. And I know usually most teams that are solid teams or even okay teams are going to say, hey, when we get the ball in overtime, we're going to score. I don't think you have any confidence that it's going to get better than being at the 2-yard line with a chance to win the game with one play. Now, the one play was the issue. The play just looked awful from the start. And then you find out after the fact that Fitzpatrick and Kenyon weren't even practicing it, that it was Rosen and Walton that practiced it. So there are a lot of things that looked awful about it, but I didn't have a problem with that decision and with the way they played that last minute or so.
So hard to believe that those two hadn't practiced it before because they pulled it off flawlessly, I thought. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, what were they playing, dodgeball? Were they playing dodgeball or was that a two-point try? I don't know what that was.
He got Drake out.
He got Drake out.
It was awful.
He raised his hands up. Got him!
I'm off.
Will Manso, quickly, Nikosi Perry is going to start Saturday. What do you think about that?
I hope that Manny is, and I don't see why he wouldn't say the truth. I mean, I think, and from every conversation I've had there and everything that Manny said publicly, that they believe in Jaren and that Jaren's their guy. But if he's not healthy, they have a guy in Nikosi who's been in the system now well over years. He's played plenty of games. He's a guy that could give you a chance to win. I still think, though, that when he's healthy, Jaren's the guy. And I still think that it's the right call. I think the next quarterback in the next year or two for Miami, I think could be Jaren. May not turn out that way, but I like what he has shown. I think you got to let him take his lumps and go through it. And I hope that he's back healthy soon. But I think Nikosi can fill in fine and hopefully help him get a win or a win or two. We'll see.
Over under on Ryan Tannehill passing yards Sunday for Tennessee is 225.5. You going over or under? They play the Chargers.
I'll go over. The funny thing about Tannehill is his stats have never been the issue, right? Like we looked, there
he's got passing yards. He does. He's got a lot of yards.
He had a couple 4,000-yard seasons with the Dolphins, and he was that kind of guy. He just at the end of the day, the big drive, the big moment, he just whatever reason just never hit. So I would say over. I think he'll go over.
You can be watching that game. I find myself completely fascinated by him being a starter over Mariota.
Really. The funny thing is, a guy who spent 7 years here, right, and everything and all the drama, I never disliked Tannehill.
Oh, I don't dislike him.
I disliked that they kept giving him a chance, and I want to see him succeed. Somehow I'd like to see him succeed. He's a nice guy, but I was so happy that they let him go because it was like, all right, it's time to move on. It's time to go on. This is not the answer. So I don't know if I'll be watching. I mean, listen, I got great football to watch on Sunday. I'm going to be watching the Dolphins. I mean, come on, the Dolphins are the Bills. I'm going to be watching the Giants and the Cardinals. I'm ready for a big football Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, throw that Titans-Chargers games in there, and you got yourself a trifecta.
I got the real trifecta.
Will Manso, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. A reminder, you can hear every Miami Heat game on 790 AM and 104.3 HD2FM, The Ticket, starting with the JetBlue Vacations pregame show, and then you get that an hour before tip-off. Following the game, it's the Lexus of Pembroke Pines and Subaru of Pembroke Pines Heat postgame show. So every Heat game on The Ticket. And Will Manso, of course, brings it to you on Fox Sports Sun. Thank you, Will, for your time.
All right, guys, let's hit the Hard Rock soon. I'll just give you a grand tour.
I know. When is the grand opening? Like, do they have a date?
Yeah, next Thursday. A week from tomorrow. The official, they have a big grand opening party, and then it's off and running.
Oh, you know what? We got invited to that. We got an email today.
You should go. They're really cool. You got to go to the front, the Oculus. It's like this cool kind of Bellagio fountain with lights. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I saw it on your Twitter. That thing looked cool as hell.
Yeah, I have to admit, I entered the lady who designed it, and like they went all in. I mean, they took people from Vegas that designed all these hotels and all these fancy things. I mean, it is pretty cool. You got to check it out.
All right, there you go, Will Manso. 15 minutes of Heat. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, guys.
There you go, Will Manso again, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. All right, we have a ton of stuff to get to today. We're just so loaded. We're overloaded. And I kind of wanted to play the Don Bailey Jr. cuts this hour for people that didn't hear it yesterday late in the show, because he's worth a replay.
Yes.
At some point today. Maybe we can do that in the next segment, because if you're a DBJ fan, like, look out. If you're not a DBJ
a
fan,
plus.
You will be after this.
One
but
of the
this,
best in a long
this
time.
Is my absolute pleasure to talk to you about. It's the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. This might be the greatest new product I've ever had in my house in a long time. And in fact, I Instagrammed out video yesterday. So I got, like, the Instagram videos stay up top, like, for 24 hours. So I think it was, like, 7 o'clock last night. So you have a few hours to go there and look. It's Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. Just like what happened here at the radio station when I had the DrinkWorks machine, same thing happened on Instagram yesterday. Everybody's messaging me. How did it taste? How was it? That thing is so cool. Where can I get it?
It's awesome.
People love cocktails, mixed drinks, cosmopolitans, margaritas, Moscow mules. But having all the right ingredients is expensive and can be messy. But now you can make all this stuff at home with the push of a button using the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig, a pod-based premium cocktail machine. You are going to love this. Keurig makes it easy. And you understand the pod situation. Each pod has all the ingredients for the drink. The machine adds water and carbonation. You choose your drink, you insert the pod, you press start, and it's ready in 60 seconds. Cocktails, spritzers, sangria, mixed drinks. The drinks come out ice cold. They've got 23 different types of drink pods, and they add new ones every month. So if you're having friends over, you don't have to stock up on every bottle and try to figure out how to make an old-fashioned. You just pop the pod in. You want to make a strawberry margarita for someone, you pop the pod in, a white Russian, whatever it is. And then the pod tells you how to garnish the glass if you want to make it look fancy, and the pod tells you the booziness and the sweetness level. So anyway, this DrinkWorks machine, which I highly recommend you go to Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram so you could see me using it, but they have an exclusive offer just for my listeners. You save $50 off the retail price of $299. So you end up paying just $249. That's a premium cocktail machine. There's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. The easiest way to get this offer on the revolutionary DrinkWorks cocktail mixer, go to drinkworks.com and then use my code MARC50, M-A-R-C-50, when you're checking out to save $50 and you get free shipping. So don't wait. This amazing offer is not going to last. It's only for my listeners. Go to drinkworks.com, D-R-I-N-K, W-O-R-K-S, drinkworks.com, and when you're checking out, put in my code MARC, M-A-R-C, 50, and you'll get $50 off. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. We'll take a quick break. I want to try to get to the DBJ calls in the next segment, so you're going to laugh. You're going to have fun in the next segment on Hockman and Crowder.
You want to see Loco?
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Tomorrow, Crowder and I are going to broadcast live 2 till 6 p.m. Offer Dolls Off the Grill on Las Olas Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. You can enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner off the grill. Now, you're going to have a chance while we're out there to win VIP tickets to the Walgreens Gridiron Grill-Off, which is a great event. And John Offerdahl is going to join us on the show tomorrow for like an entire hour. And
he's an interesting dude.
I'm hoping he brings his stories because yes. He's got stories. You've got stories. Like I think it'll be fun. So
yeah.
Now I know that he doesn't pay much attention to the Dolphins now, but he's just got great stories from. He's
life.
One of the crazier dudes, right? That you know.
He's crazy smart. Like he's a genius.
I'm not saying crazy as a pejorative. Like he's just like
he's different.
Yeah.
Like you never know what to expect out of him. He runs up and he'll like jump on your back. And I'm like, man, I have bad knees, bro. You can't jump on my back.
And he still has crazy strength, right?
Oh yeah. He has that dumb strength. That old school strength.
Yeah. Let's play these Don Bailey Jr. calls for people that may not have heard them yesterday, because I am just delighted. And then I forgot too, Solana put together a little jam. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it good?
Solana is throwing it down. I mean, sometimes you get into the studio and I get a sampling of it and I go, yeah, you may want to go back. This one is delightful.
If he hits three or four in a row, it can't be a dummy mistake anymore.
I know. Maybe he's getting better at his craft.
What?
Yeah, getting better at his craft. So what do we have here, Solana? So these are the lines that we gave Don Bailey Jr. By the way, he'll join us tomorrow. DBJ will give him a whole set of new lines for Saturday's Georgia Tech game. So the first line that we gave DBJ to work into the Hurricanes broadcast on Friday was from the old Popeye cartoon, Wimpy. Wimpy says...
At Hard Rock Stadium, Joe...
Oh, what happened?
We just, every time we praise him.
Wimpy says...
Hold on.
Well, I thought you said
it's
you had
frozen.
Everything.
Everything's frozen. Everything's gone right now.
All right. Should we do it another time?
Patches O'Houlihan called that Dolphin 2-point conversion. Ever since you said dodgeball, I've been waiting for it.
You love Patches O'Houlihan, too.
Oh, my goodness.
That movie.
Dodge, duck, dip,
you
dive,
you have everything
dodge.
Now. Do you want to be honest? Was everything frozen or did you not have everything
No,
ready?
Seriously. Like, it's everything's gone back here.
Here's the line that we gave DBJ.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Here's what DBJ did.
At Hard Rock Stadium, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., full house in the press in our booth.
I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today, Joe. You can't even tell me where that one came
from. Come on, Popeye the Sailor Man.
That's Wimpy.
Wimpy.
There you go.
It was very good.
There's two versions of that.
Very good.
Cook me up a hamburger, and I'll pay you on Tuesday. That was the first version.
Not DBJ freestyle.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know there at the end.
He freestyled.
Then we gave DBJ, this was our favorite, this line from the Friday After Next movie. It's Miss Purdy.
Oh, yeah. Craig, tell your fine daddy I said, ah.
It's so addictive, right? When you hear the line, you want to say, hi. It's like when they do, everybody clap your hands.
You can't help it,
right? Hi. Here is DBJ in the game.
Third and goal from the three. Perry, his eyes narrowed and focused, looking at Snowden. Shotgun snap. Looks. He's going to run. Perry, 3, 2,
got it.
One, dies. Touchdown. It's a touchdown for the Cozy Perry. There's joy all over Hard Rock Stadium. The Cozy Perry runs it in from 4 yards out with 2:31 to go in the game. Miami 16 and Virginia 9.
Oh, yeah, Craig. Tell your fine daddy I say hi.
And with that, 2:31 to go in the game.
And with that.
Just delightful. That is so good. Then we gave him the Lizzo song. Now, this is 2 weeks in a row we gave him Blame It On My Juice. This is the line that we gave him.
Frozen again. Gotta blame it on my juice.
It's all timing. This is what DBJ did during the game.
Promising avenue for Virginia, trying to take the lead. Inside and ball loose. There's a fumble.
Yes.
And Miami has it.
Yes.
And he's got it, I believe. Miami has the football. Fumble. There's a tussle for the ball. Let's see. It is Miami football.
Trajan Bandy has it. He's going to take the turnover chain. A turnover by Virginia. Miami gets the football back.
Got to blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Yeah, yeah, yee.
Really good.
You nailed that one.
Pretty damn close. Joe says you nailed that one. He says pretty damn close. So Solana took a few lines that we've been playing, whatnot, and he turned it into a Lizzo DBJ remix, and it sounds a little something like this.
Hi. Blame it. Yee, yee, yee. Blame it. Yah, yah, yee.
You think you nailed that one?
Gotta blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Yah, yah, yee. Gotta blame it on my juice. Blame it. Blame it on my juice. Yah, yah, yee, yee, yee. Yah, yah, yee. Gotta blame it on my juice. Yee. Hi. Blame it. Yee.
That is really good, man. That's a banger. That is a legit banger. Yeah, I can. It's such a great.
Hi.
Really well done. Excellent job, Solana.
Might be his best performance ever.
That's really good. Well, the Bad Bunny remix, I think, is still the creme de la creme when it comes to Solana. Man, we got so much stuff going on here. So if you're planning your next vacation, you could let JetBlue Vacations take you there. Go to the tickets contest page, click JetBlue Vacations Weekend Trip Giveaway, and register for your chance to win a JetBlue Vacations package. It's 2 round-trip travel certificates, a $1,000 certificate for hotel, car rental, or activities. You got blackout dates, terms, and conditions that apply. But if you go to theticketmiami.com and click on the contest page, you can register for that. John Michaels is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. We're going to talk some Hurricanes with him. Nikosi Perry's the starter. I do want to get to some sound today. I've got sound from Jerry Glanville. He's a coach now with the XFL.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy man.
Yes.
That is a crazy man. And obviously the big story today, Ryan Fitzpatrick is the starter for the Miami Dolphins. We'll get to that as well.
Today you have more ways to access the world-class care of Cleveland Clinic Florida than ever before. You can click in, walk in, or call in for the number one care in South Florida and a top Florida hospital. Go over and see what greatness looks like with Cleveland Clinic. To learn why Cleveland Clinic is ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report, visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/rankings. Don't play with your health. Cleveland Clinic Florida. Every life deserves.
Whoa.
Every mouth deserves something. Every life deserves world-class care.
I feel like we're going to need to listen to that several times today as well. The hell with the Jerry Glanville sound. I've got sound from Delaney Walker, too. That has fallen to a deep third
Somebody TiVo'd me. They tried to back it up on me.
They did the Radio.com rewind on you. I'll tell you about Radio.com Rewind this afternoon as well. All right, your next chance at winning $1,000 is just 5 minutes away. Our simulcast begins in 5 minutes as well. We are endeavoring to take all the stations, Papa. One station's not good enough for us. We need two. The Hockman and Crowder simulcast. Simulcast extravaganza begins next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.